This unit will cover a brief discussion of implementation of EHRs in acute and ambulatory care, and then focus on some other healthcare settings that are implementing the EHR. Sites where extended care is given include but are not limited to home health, correctional facilities, rehab, long-term care, senior housing, mental health facilities. We will provide examples of EHR implementation in some of these settings. There are many resources that provide direction on implementation. One resource suggests that no matter what healthcare environment an EHR is configured for, there are three basic areas that need to be addressed: adoption, assessment, planning, selection, utilization, implementation, effective use, and exchange, readiness, and interoperability. Extended care differs from acute and ambulatory care in that there is a reduction of the movement of the patient from one care area to another. The intent is to reduce the cost of healthcare, increase the quality of care, and creatively resolve healthcare issues. Transportation of an ill patient is costly. There are patient security issues as well. For instance, number one, dementia in the elderly patient. When there is dementia, there can be functional or orientation issues to work with. Number two, damage to healthcare devices. Trying to move healthcare devices from one setting to another can increase damages to equipment. Number three, accidents, transport, patient equipment, and directly to the patient. Accidents happen to the transport vehicle, patient equipment, and directly to the patient. Number four, in the case of patients that are high risk from jails and prisons, costs for security personnel is expensive. The bottom line is that there is an intent to increase the quality of care. We live in a society where we believe that no one should be denied quality medical care if they need it. But if accessing the care decreases the quality, see previous slide, then bringing the care to the patient increases quality of care. The Center for Aging Services Technologies is a resource that you may provide some useful information to you. The Center for Aging Services Technologies, in parens, CAST, is monitoring federal health care initiatives to fund wellness support and disease prevention in the aging population. High-tech providers include skilled nursing facilities, home health entities, and an open-ended other long-term care facility. CAST maintains that loans will be available, but the specifics for grants and loans will be up to each state. It is important then, in working with facilities that fall under long-term care, that you determine the state plan for those agencies. For more information, see www.agingtech.org, and the phone number is 202-508-9463. The primary resource for this PowerPoint is information for these slides was from the Center for Aging Technologies, www.agingtech.org, phone 202-508-9463.